Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli. I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and the mindful pathfinder, Peter M. Fellows. In this week's segment of You Asked Us, you asked us, how do I handle disappointment? Peter, you want to give us an idea of what you'll be sharing today?
Yeah, thank you, Rick. You know, I'm always grateful that I can at least rely on you guys, you and Frank, to never fail to disappoint me. To never disappoint me. That's what I meant to say. So to research this topic, this subject, I went to someone with a lot of experience in being disappointed, my wife. But I don't think I want to share with you how that turned out, but I will share with you what I came up with on my own in just a few minutes. Okay, Rick?
Good stuff, Peter. Frank, how about you?
Well, you expect something to happen, but it turns out different. You want something, you expect it, but you don't get it. For instance, your friend went shopping and forgot to buy an important ingredient for the meal you want to cook. You're disappointed. Or you had a wonderful date with someone, and thinking about that person gives you that butterfly feeling. But then you get a call, and that person tells you that you're a very nice guy, but there will be no follow-up. Holding your phone in your hand, the butterflies are gone. They flew away. You're disappointed. How do you handle such disappointments? I'll give you some simple and effective strategies. Rick, what about your disappointments?
Brother Frank, going down the dating road. Wow. So I'm a no expectations type of guy. So, you know, but it wasn't always like this. I remember being a younger person, being disappointed all the time. I always wanted my way. But today I'll talk a little bit about why no expectations living is the way to go. I also will talk about finding one thing to have gratitude for. And I have Carol's find, a terrific quote about gratitude to share with you. So let's get into this great question. Peter, what have you got? Let's go deeper.
All right. Well, first of all, Frank, stop talking about my life. Okay.
Okay. It's your call.
So the thing is, I can't be disappointed about what happens or about what you do or do not do without expectation. If my brain, who in mindful pathfinding I call gatekeeper, expects a specific outcome and I don't get it, then he gets disappointed and I suffered the collateral damage. And the more attached that expectation is, my gatekeeper is to the expectation, the more value that he places on the outcome being exactly what he expects, then the more disappointed he is if it doesn't turn out to be the way he expected it. Like if gatekeeper places an all or nothing, it has to be this, and that's the value he gives to this outcome, that whether it's something happening or if someone's behavior, then his disappointment is going to skyrocket if it doesn't happen. And the pain of disappointment comes from gatekeeper expecting reality, that is, whatever happens, to be different than what it is. And the reason that my gatekeeper is so disappointed is because he believes that any other outcome than the one which he expected threatens or detracts from what I call my sense of self. And sense of self would be sort of a combination of my identity, who I am, and my self-worth. Gatekeeper always tries to avoid anything that he judges as a threat to my value and tries to engage in anything he judges will add to my value. My brain gatekeeper is like a bean counter, and the beans that he's counting are imaginary value points. But I understand that gatekeeper's judgment is a product of how he got wired, how my brain got wired, over my lifetime, of the beliefs that he internalized about myself and the world. And I've seen for myself that sometimes gatekeeper gets exactly the outcome that he was hoping for, that he was expecting, but then discovers that the nature of the outcome is not what he was expected. And so he's disappointed by that. It's like when I really want to go out for dinner with my wife, Jeannie, and gatekeeper imagines I'll be enjoying penny vodka and my wife's company. And we do go out for dinner and I do get my penny vodka, but gatekeeper takes some offense to something my wife says and allows that to spoil the evening. And sometimes I don't get what gatekeeper was aiming at or expecting, but discover that what happens instead is just as fulfilling as I imagined the desired outcome would be, or even more fulfilling. I might even say, you know, I wouldn't have thought of this, but this is great. But whether I feel disappointed or not always depends on the judgment of gatekeeper, my brain. Does this add value to who I am? Does this subtract value from who I am? So what I'm helping my gatekeeper to discover, I'm acting as his mindfulness coach, is that we are complex and multifaceted beings. And we're not limited to one narrow outcome to find fulfillment in a situation. And because life is so jam-packed with variables, and because other people are just as multifaceted as we are, as I am, there could be many, many, many variations on any outcome that will be just as, if not more, fulfilling. So if my gatekeeper feels disappointment at an outcome, that's a sign that he's forgotten this. And instead of trying to convince him that his judgment is off, I move on. I acknowledge his feeling by not contradicting it, and instead shift his focus from the past, what happened, or the future, what may happen, and I focus him on the present moment, restore a sense of empowerment to him by giving him a course of action. I turn to my better informed non-conscious mind, who I call Pathfinder, and I ask, where is my best, most fulfilling path forward here? Which basically means, what do I do now? In the pause that follows, as gatekeeper waits to see, to listen, to see what Pathfinder has, I get an inspiration, an insight, an impulse, or whatever inner resource I need in that moment, or this moment, to level up my fulfillment. And having done this for some time now, I've discovered that gatekeeper doesn't get as disappointed as often, because he's come to expect that no matter what happens or what someone else's agenda is, if he just asks the Pathfinder's question, Pathfinder will provide him with a path that can level up the fulfillment no matter what the outcome. So instead of disappointment, he feels curiosity, like, how's Pathfinder going to turn this into something fulfilling? And that's a good place to be. If you're intrigued by pathfinding, of course you are. Check me out at mindfulpathfinding.com. Rick?
Good stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, what do you have on this? Go deeper.
Okay. Well, I just proposed you two cases. One of the first reactions when you're disappointed is that you might get angry. I told you so not to forget to buy that ingredient. My whole idea about this meal is ruined. And you walk out of the kitchen angry. Maybe it's better not to see that person anymore. Was I really in love? Did I really feel the butterflies? By thinking that you curse, you feel turned down. Just two examples, just two reactions. Before you know it, the blame game starts to kick in. I'm okay, you're not okay. Yeah. You might feel left out, not taken seriously, or even not respected. All our emotions, all are ego-based. The ego, by the way, is trying to protect you and trying to control the situation from a psychological point of view, but does not do an effective job. An important thing to realize in situations like the ones I described is that your emotions are the feedback system for your thinking, the feedback system. Emotions are the bodily reaction that you feel what you think. So you feel the butterflies as a reaction to, oh, I love this person, how nice she is or he is, whatever. You cannot think happy thoughts and feel anger in your body at the same time. So the simple formula is by changing your thinking, you changing your emotions and your feelings. Let your feelings be your guiding system. Angry thoughts create angry feelings and angry emotions, which are bodily reactions to angry thoughts. Happy thoughts, on the other hand, create happy feelings and happy emotions, which are bodily reactions to your happy thoughts. Bear Grylls, an ex-Special Air Service commando, the British equivalent to US Navy SEALs and survival specialist known from the TV series Man vs. Wild, gives us three strategies. One, adapt. Two, improvise. And three, overcome. I would like to add one to this list. Number one is observe. What is going on at that moment when you feel the emotions rising? What thoughts do you think right now on that moment? Are they positive or negative? How do you feel? Number two, adapt. Assess the situation at hand. What can you do right now? Three, improvise. What tools do you have to deal with the situation in a very practical and pragmatic way? And number four, think forward, move forward. Just do it. So when you don't have the ingredient you need, observe yourself. What thoughts are you thinking? What can I do right now? Back to the shop or improvise? You can make a choice to overcome the situation and act accordingly. Step out of the blame game and heighten your self-awareness. You feel rejected. You really like that person. Maybe even self-doubt kicks in. Observe your thoughts. Change them from self-doubt and feelings of rejection to thoughts like, I had a very nice evening. Think about the highlights, the feelings that you made you happy. Made you smile. Stick to those thoughts. To quote the Dalai Lama, remember that remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck. Mm-hmm. Rick, what about your disappointments?
Good stuff,
right? Oh, you had none. Oh, that was true.
Good stuff. You know, anytime the Dalai Lama comes in, we're all good. Love the Lama. So, you know, letting go of expectations. I mean, disappointment is always about, I thought this was going to happen and then something else happened. And, you know, like you said, sometimes it can be a good thing. And, you know, I think we're so used to having our own way. You know I'm the youngest of three children. So if you ask my siblings, I was a spoiled brat. So it was always about me. Ricky needs to get his way. Ricky this, Ricky that. And so, when I grew up, I didn't even know there was such a thing as expectations because all I had to do was just yell and scream, make a big fuss, you know, do whatever, dance, you know, play a piano, do something, you know, to entertain everyone. And then I got what I wanted. So when you grow up and you think about, wow, what happened? Now it's just the opposite. I'm disappointed all the time. Doesn't everybody know who I am? Don't they know I'm the baby? Don't they know who Ricky is? And how important I am. And, you know, when I say something, it should happen. So it's one of the hardest lessons in life. I remember raising my two sons who are 27 and 21. The oldest was an only child for 6 years. So he grew up, you know, being showered with stuff. And so when I started to study expectations and disappointment as a coach, I found expectations to be a lot like worry. It was projecting something into the future. And, you know, for all of us who know how unproductive worrying can be, I think that they are, you know, like kind of siblings in the emotional area. Expectations are very much like worry. So can you go from disappointment to gratitude? You know, Frank mentioned, and Peter also mentioned, you know, can we think about these things as, you know, separate emotions? And you can make a choice. So Carol shared a quote with me last week, which I found to be super profound from Deepak Chopra. She gets these memes every day, so she happened to see one. In the absence of gratitude, the brain believes that you are lonely and unloved. So just take a step back and think, what is disappointment? It's me thinking that, you know, something didn't go my way. You know, if you're in the thick of it, you're not going to be feeling like zen enough to say, oh, wow, maybe this is a good thing that I didn't get my way. You know, we're sometimes a few steps back, but think about that. In the absence of gratitude, the brain believes you are lonely and unloved. That's powerful. So when you feel disappointed, check on someone who you know is struggling. I know that this works for me. I always talk about thinking about someone else who may be more challenged, have a different problem than me. I think it's safe to say that any of my disappointment is probably, you know, me just being that spoiled little brat. So I'm trying my best to eliminate any expectations, maybe just have some of myself, but certainly not of other people. It's been helpful for me, and I hope it can help you too. Peter, do you want to share your final thoughts on this topic?
Sure. You know, when I worked at the hot dog stand, world famous hot dogs and a world famous mustard, the Dalai Lama came for a hot dog. How about that?
The best. Yeah.
I said to him, you want one with mustard? He said, no, make me one with everything.
Nice.
We've given you three different paths that might just work for you. And if not, that's okay. Each of us is unique. So just ask the Pathfinder's question and see what you, the deeper you, comes up with. For more coaching, we're available one-on-one. And if you want to sponsor a post-COVID live workshop with the three of us for your business or your company, contact us at the Road Ahead Cafe.
Good stuff, Peter. Frank, what are your final thoughts on this?
To be disappointed means that your appointment with an expected result doesn't come true. Mm. That's life. Observe, adapt, improvise, and overcome. In observing your thoughts and feelings, follow these three R's. Number one, respect yourself. Number two, respect the others. And three, responsibility. Be responsible for all your actions. Do you want to know more? Contact us at the Road Ahead Cafe or at www.frankweiss.nl for a free 30 minutes session with me. Happy to meet you. And as always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day and don't forget to subscribe. Thank you.
Good stuff, Frank. Thank you. So my final thoughts on this, again, if you don't want to be disappointed, have no expectations, have only gratitude, flip your actions and focus on someone else. Thank you for joining us today at the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.